A federal appeals court in California has reinstated a wrongful death lawsuit against several gun makers and distributors. Weapons from those companies were used by a man who wounded 5 people at a Los Angeles daycare center in 1999 and then shot a mailman to death. The decision comes as Congress considers a bill that would protect the gun industry from such suits. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
White supremacist Bernard Furrow was carrying at least 7 guns on August 10, 1999, the day he shot and wounded 5 people, including 3 children, at a Jewish daycare center in Granada Hills in L.A. County. Soon after that, Furrow killed a mail carrier, Joseph Ileto. Furrow is currently serving a life sentence. Ileto's family and the survivors of the daycare center shooting filed suit against the makers of the guns that Furrow used that day, but a federal judge threw out their claim in 2001. However, today, in a 2-1 ruling, a panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the lower court and has given the suit a new life. The defendants include Glock Incorporated, China North Industries Corporation, and RSR Management Corporation. Josh Horowitz is the executive director of the Educational Fund to Stop Gun Violence, the group that helped the plaintiffs sue the gun makers. The suit alleges that gun manufacturers flood the legal market with too many guns and that they knowingly make it easier for guns to reach the illegal gun market.
These manufacturers and these distributors know how these guns are being distributed. They know that these guns are going to be used by people prohibited by law from using them. We believe that manufacturers and distributors should do a better job of ensuring that their products, or doing all they can to make sure that their products don't get in the hands of criminals.
But blaming the gun industry for the actions of criminals is like blaming General Motors for drunk driving accidents, says Lawrence Keene, vice president of the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
And the appellate courts throughout the country have been dismissing these cases across the board. Several state Supreme Courts have rejected them, including, for example, the New York High Court. These claims fly in the face of logic, common sense, and fundamental fairness.
Keene said he was disappointed by the Ninth Circuit's ruling and pointed out that 33 states already exempt gun makers from such lawsuits. He added that he is hopeful the ruling will draw more support for a bill in Congress to immunize gun makers from these suits. One proposal has already been approved by the House, and it has 55 co-sponsors in the Senate, including Minority Leader Tom Daschle. The Senate is expected to consider the bill early next year. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.